Here, 3, 2, 1, good luck and have fun. We're out of matching. We start with HKZ with Shredder back near the protocol sign next to the bar. He's got a couple of clan members there with him. It is Tamsy and Lyda as they go up on top of the bar. We see Shredder now climbing up onto the balcony over the plank all the way up to the top as he goes inside the U-shaped hallway. He tosses a grenade just outside as you hear it explode just near the fish factory rooftops. Red Scorpion, AK-103, holding down that fish factory rooftops. He's seen both grenades go off. What is he going to do now? He holds back just a bit as we see Shredder coming through. He does have an AK-103 out as well. As we hear some action in the background, there is Tamsy playing catch from Tios. Nice kill there by Tios. As we switch back out, underneath, that's where all the action was happening. It was happening underneath the building in the cellar. Thorax over on the office rooftop. Now in the office here is holding down with an LR-300 as we see some more action. Red Scorpion coming through the U-shaped hallway down on the middle level of the building. Under the newbie tower, they battle Thorax and Red Scorpion going at it. And it's going to Scorpion, who limps away, trailing blood behind him, calling for a medic. As he now runs out in front of the bar, just adjacent to the bull sign, we wait for Red Scorpion to see what he is going to do here. As we switch gamers here, go to Gotti. Gotti up on the balcony, taking aim at Red Scorpion. Hits him once, hits him twice, but it's going to be Durandy who picks up the victory here for Crit 50. As Crit 54 now going in search of Shredder, who was dropped down inside the storage hallway. He comes out towards the window area, nothing there, doubles back into the storage facility. He runs and ledge climbs up on to the balcony, which we talked about here in the pregame show. He's holding down the balcony. He, too, with an AK-103. So far, quite a few gamers here are deciding to use the 103 today. As he's now all the way back at the east end of the storage facility, holding his position behind a couple of the USMC military crates. As we see Scorpion hugging the walls here, just passing Pier 13 gate. Out on to Main Street, he comes adjacent to the guard shack. Now backing down Main Street, he's trying to get, check out all the action here. Durandy, nice work by Durandy. He has pulled himself all the way up the pipes here. It looks like he's going to drop down into the storage facility, and we're going to have a battle here very shortly. Great kill from all the way at the opposite end of the storage hallway. Red Scorpion is able to gun down Shredder. So 1-0 here is our score to begin this match in favor of Crit 50. Randy, as he's getting ready to open up the door inside Jason to the kitchen, he holds back as he's under attack here. Here are a couple of shots here, bouncing, hitting walls. As we got his clanmate, Nico, SR8 up on top of the office rooftop. Grenades going off here. As we go up to the storage facility, nothing happened in the storage facility right now. Tamsy of HKZ has his sniper rifle trained on the fish factory building. As he drops down from the balcony, though, it is Nico just waiting for him there and guns him down. Great kill by Nico. Thorax hits the sniper rifle. Not once, not twice, three times, still alive, but Thorax is the one under the cellar. Crit 54 with all the action here as a Gotti also killed. So another good win there for Crit 54. They go up 2-0. HKZ had their chance to get back in there, but an odd man found HKZ battling one strong gamer there from Crit 54. That was Tios, who got two kills back-to-back. So nice work by Crit 54. Again, we spawn with them. We're with Red Scorpion once again up on top of the fish factory rooftops. Nico now dropping down from the balcony inside the storage facility. He's got his SR8 trained on the ladder at the opposing end of the storage hallway there. Nobody home for HKZ. HKZ now playing a bit more defensive. And look at this. We have a noob up in the noob tower. Not sure what he's doing up there, but you know what? That's about the only way you make it down. He was shot. Tias on the giving in there. Another kill here for Tios and a Crit 54 as we see Zed at Tornus, or Gotti torn asunder by Zed's AK-103. And around the Pier 13 gate, they come leading the charge here. Nico with the spots, 12 out. Durandy right there with an AK-103. Thorax under attack from the Pier 13 gate, pulling himself up. It is Nico. Great work by Nico. caught. Thorad's not ready for that. That did not happen. A great plan of attack here for Crit 54, and they go up 3-0 now on Clan of Incas. We spawn with Crit 54. Everybody moving out here. Red Scorpion up to the upper level here of the building, hiding behind the beams of steel, looking like he's getting ready to make a move inside that U-shaped hallway. We go through that U-shaped hallway. Nobody on the other side at the moment. As we now move inside with Tammy and Thorax, they shoot the glass out, drop down in it to the cellar. Let's climb and end up in the Fish Factory hallways as Tamsy calling for a medic. Coming around the corner as we see two gamers from Crit 54 medicing each other. It was Tios and Zed, joined by Red Scorpion now. And another gamer coming through for HKZ. Thorax is also torn asunder. Some good action there as Crit 54 playing a bit defensively, trying to heal each other up as they did perfectly right there. Zed leading the charge now into the cellar, up the stairs, and we see Nico up on top of the Fish Factory rooftop. Remington SR-8 out, being shooting down Shredder. And what was once littered with HKZ members is now barren as Tios. Last kill here, pistol whips Gotti, and 4-0 our score here in favor of Crit 54, who can do no wrong. And they are playing like a top seed here in their group stages. Clan of Hink is still trying to get things started here, not having much luck as we go up and into the kitchen once again. Closes the door behind him. We see some action taking place. Zed from the Fish Factory window finds Shredder. Kills Shredder. We go back inside the kitchen. Nobody there. Next to the adjacent room, they drop down. Climb up the ladder, and once again, Tamsy is hit by a teammate with a grenade. Thorax and Tamsy now healing up. In the cellar, they have their weapons trained. Back up at the top of the Fish Factory hallway. Nobody there. They decide to go up the stairwell as Red Scorpion, again, holding down that area. Now he makes a move inside. So it is empty at map on UT Docks as Thorax and Tamsy now go inside, climb up the ladder. We're going to have some action here possibly inside the U-shaped hallway. Leading the charge is going to be Tamsy. He may get the drop here on Red Scorpion, but Red quick enough to move out of the doorway, drop down onto the balcony just adjacent to the kitchen door. You hear that distinctive sound of the 103 in the background there. And that's Red Scorpion as he gets killed, as does who was shooting at him. So two gamers down here for each clan as we're going to go follow Thorax. Now, under heavy attack, he gets onto the balcony of the Fish Factory just in time to heal himself up, or shall I just say stop the bleeding. He's got a bar and a half of health left, and he's tucked away in a corner here inside the Fish Factory hallways. Coming through the Fish Factory window very quickly, Tios, they meet up, they kill each other. Tios catches a bullet from Durandi, who drops down from the Fish Factory balcony, finishing off the round here once again for Crit 54. So 5-0 run here to start the match, and we are about 8 minutes in. Still a lot of gaming time left as a big SRA shot finds the chest of Shredder out on the front side. He did not see that shot come from the storage hallway, as Nico now retreating back down in to the storage facility, looking like he's going to hop up in onto the storage balcony. Does not. Goes back up the stairs as we see Tamsy now out on that ledge, that office of the map here. Dropping down, moving back, and Tamsy now dropping down to the balcony inside the office. We hear a lot of action taking place. Where is it? It is down inside the cellar of the building. As Gotti, looking as he calls for assistance here, gets some assistance from his clanmate Tamsy. They heal each other up. And coming very quickly through the Fish Factory hallway, it was Tios. Tios kills Gotti, but then his team killed. It was like this.
Team win.
Team killed, I believe that's what it was. Anyway, into the match, into the round. You know what happens? Crit 54 with you. 6-0, our score. HKZ on the attack once again. They're not playing badly. I don't know what the story is here with them. I'm trying to pinpoint it. Gamers usually moving out and twos and threes, so they are supporting each other. But unfortunately, just a bit slow on the trigger finger this morning, it looks like, or this evening, as we see Thorax punching out Zed with his LR300. Up on top of the protocol sign, it is Tios once again taking on Thorax, gunning him down. Gotti going to be spammed to death with the MP5K from Red Scorpion. That is going to do it for round seven here in favor of a Crit 54. As Crit 54 moves out very quickly, we pick it up with Nico climbing up the pipe on to the storage facility balcony, tossing grenades over towards that Pier 13 gate as he jumps down from the top level there. Just in front of him now, inside the storage facility, we see Durandy asking to get healed. Grenades being exchanged, and it looks like we do have a dead gamer lying on the ground there. That was Shredder. He became a nasty stain grenade, or an HG grenade. As Zed powering his way through the main pathway here over to the bar area. He hops up on the crates and onto the rooftop of the bar as they go in search of three remaining members here of HKZ, all of whom are in the Fish Factory. Always under attack very quickly. Nico takes one shot. That hit nobody. Across the Fish Factory rooftops, holding his position there, is Lighter torn asunder by Red Scorpion. Once again, Gotti also taken out by Red Scorpion before we see Red Scorpion taken down. Durandy also killed, so good action. All this taking place inside the Fish Factory hallways there. Tamsy was the last gamer left alive for HKZ, and Nico changed all of that. 8-0 here, our score. Crit 54 seems to be running away with it at the moment here. HKZ trying to climb back into the game as we're coming up on the 5-minute mark. When are they going to get on the board? As time is going to become vital here in the first round if they want a chance on an UT turnpike. You hear the PSG-1 popping in the background there. That is Shredder. Shredder under attack. He has hit once and twice. He is bleeding as he drops down onto the crates, decides to pull himself back up onto the storage balcony. Maybe not the best of move. You were hit there before. Chances are you're going to be taken out of continue to remain up there. We see Tamsy now, Fish Factory rooftops, hops onto the Fish Factory balcony, and down the ramp he runs into the hallways. As we take a quick look, they're coming the opposite direction. It is his teammate. It is Gotti. As we see Durandy turned to pepper steak by Nico. TS killed by Nico as well. So two spaz blasts. Not sure what Nico's doing, but takes out two of his teammates. And not sure if that was planned or just a mistake, but Nico now has to fend for his life here. He's the last gamer alive. Whipped up the SR8. Not sure what Shredder was doing on the bridge, but posing for a picture. Maybe he wanted to be killed, but Nico obliges him, kills him with the SR8. Nice shot there. My God, the guy had time to have tea and crumpets. He stood there for so long. Nico, great shot, kills him. He's inside the Uptown building now. He's got the Spaz 12 out, and he's up on the ledge waiting. Just waiting for and Gotti to come through. Where are they? Well, let us find the mini-map and see. Here they come. They come through the back street, trying to infiltrate the building. They do, as Tamsy's attacks actually bled Nico out. So he goes down, and finally HKZ gets on the board here. But Shredder just baffles me, just standing there. You follow Red Scorpion very quickly out of the spawn, down the stairs into the building. Tosses a grenade up into the hallways of the Fish Factory. Nobody home there for HKZ. As we move quickly now out front, or out back, I should say, to the back side of the map here. Shredder and Lighter both up on top of the balcony on the storage facility. Shredder again with the PSG-1 out. Lighter LR300. What are they going to do? We'll have to find out here in just a few minutes. As no kills have happened here so far in this round. Things slowing down here a bit for HKZ. I know they're trying to climb back into the game, but right now, tactics not their best friend. No matter what they do, they seem to find Crit 54 around every bend. As we see Shredder getting a kill here with PSG-1 on TS, as Necro slows down the Lighter. So clans exchange killers with the sniper rifle. We go back out front, and it's Zed holding down the stairs into the cellar. Red Scorpion just above him, climbing up the ladder into the hallways of the Fish Factory. We go to battle here. It is Scorpion and Gotti going at it. It's going to be Gotti who comes out on top. Got about 40% health left. MP5K in his hand, drops down, and Ledge climbs, pulls himself up into the room in the office, calling for a medic. as we see the door open, and just behind him, we pick up Thorax, his teammate. And I believe he heard the door shut. Yes, he did. But look at this. Necro climbing up the ladder. Oh, but gunned down. Shredder, right place, right through the doorway. He's able to take down Zed, or Necro, Nico, before Nico is able to get inside that building and take his shot at Thorax. And God, he's a nice work there. By HKT, battling soon in the cellar. Torn asunder. God, he's dead on the kill. Coming through Tamsy. He is looking to take on Durandy. Thorax calling for a medic. Not able to get there in time. It was Tamsy. Tamsy now pursuing Crypt 54 as we go up the ramp once again. Into the Fish Factory balcony. Durandy already across the Fish Factory rooftops and over near the entrance to the U-shaped hallway. He goes inside there, actually comes out on the front side of the map over near the stack of metal I-beams on the upper portion of the building. So he's retreated very quickly here. It is a one-on-one. We're down to 24 seconds here in the round. Tamsy now coming through just where Durandy was. An under attack very quickly. Durandy, he cannot do anything to avoid the shots, and Durandy goes down. Tamsy with 8-2 our score here as we're approaching just about 3 minutes in the match. And 8-2, things have gotten a little bit better for HKZ. If they can pick up one or two more wins here in the last 3 minutes, it would do them very well going into the next round. Pick up a little momentum here. But right now, it is all Crypt 54, 8-2, 257, and a counter. As you are tuned in to Spring 2005 Open Cup action from Climbbase, it's Oswald here with you inside the game. And we've had some great matches so far here early on in this Cup season. Hopefully, it continues that way. I will be a happy man. Up on Fish Factory rooftops we go. We have three gamers now assaulting it, being led by Durandy, Tiaz now, and Zed, along with Red Scorpion. Turn and goes down the ramp with Durandy, but finding it a very difficult going. As we see 3, 4, 5 HKZ members infiltrating that area. As we see Tiaz taken out by Shredder once again. Where is Shredder? He is back up on the storage facility balcony, taking pop shots there with that PSG-1. It's all sorts of action ensuing inside the Fish Factory hallways once again, as we see Gotti torn asunder by Red Scorpion, and then he was killed by Thorax, who is then cleaned up by Zed of HKZ. So a lot of action there. We were only able to catch it in console as we were hanging tough there with Shredder. But we now pick the action up in Zed. Last one standing for Crypt 54. Coming under the Pier 13 sign, he goes. He meets up with Lido, who's got 19 health left. Shoots him dead, so it's 8-3 now. So a little bit of a comeback being mounted by HKZ, and that is what they need in order to climb back into the game here, and doing a good job at it so far. Playing a little bit more defensive here, a little bit slower, trying to use tactics to their advantage than they did last round. Is more or less all four of them, five of them, were together throughout the entire round. The only exception being Shredder, who took a position up on top of that factory the storage facility balcony. Nico now up there right now with his SR8. You don't mess with Nico. And again, Shredder up on top of the noob tower, and just like a noob, he gets taken down. That's two kills, and at injury to insult, that was a headshot, but we see a couple of team kills there. Thorax steps on his grenade and takes Tamsy with him. So not quite sure why Shredder wanted to get on the noob tower there, but that does not sit well with his plan. They lose the round here to Crypt 54. We have 36 seconds in this round to go. 9-3 is our score. We are out on the main way with Durandy and Nico. And coming through the U-shaped hallway, that was HKZ being led by... There they are, being led by Gotti, who was hit by a grenade, so he is injured just a bit. Action is just Tamsy playing catch for Tiaz's bullets. As we see more action, Lighter cleaning up Tiaz before Gotti guns down Durandy. So some good action there on the side of HKZ, who needs it definitely after that last round. And we go down into the cellar once again. It is Thorax calling for a medic. He gets help from Gotti. Lighter down there defending, as they do have the one-man advantage here through, as Red Scorpion and Nico try to put an end to this round. We have 2 minutes left in the round. Scorpion out on the bar area just near the Proto-Cola sign. As you see Gotti ready to come through. Here they come. Gotti and Leiter starting the rush here for HKC. Gotti up the ladder. He goes. Leiter right behind him. Not sure how Nico did not catch that. But Nico catches Leiter going in to the U-shape. Nico, but he's going to have to watch out here because he is under attack. But Nico, another big SRH shot, takes down two of the three HKZ members, leaving only Thorax to fend for himself with a minute 30 to go here in this round. As HKZ coming back, trying to put on one last push here, but it's going to be a one-man push as Thorax now deciding to hole up in the hallways of the Fish Factory. We're going to switch to the mini-map here as we go inside the game and see what is cooking inside the Fish Factory. And right now, I don't think it is fish. As Thorax content to just sit out the round now as we see Clan 54, or excuse me, Crit 54 coming through the kitchen. They're on the balcony as we see one of them dropping on to the main pathway, going under the bridge in it to the back street as they hook up with each other. Now going inside the Uptown building, we still sit here with Thorax. We have the mini-map up. They're now inside the SID building. No love inside the SID building. They hop over the fence in the alleyway. As we may run out of time here, 33 seconds and counting. As it looks like one of them, I'm going to have to go back and see who that is. Rich Scorpion coming up with a pull. He has Thorax in his sights. Thorax trying to retreat. Has the grenade out, but it is going to be Crit 54 with the victory as the grenade goes off just a second too late. That is going to end the round here. We're going to step away, take a quick break, come back for second round action here on UT Turnpike. It's Oswald inside the game.
Would you like some of this? Some of this.
Red Templar in front, throwing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Kyrhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got the Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with you. Just running down scores, putting some players of the game here from the first round in my little spreadsheet here to make sure we have everything covered. Final score of that first round, 10-3. And while the score is somewhat lopsided, most of it did belong to Crit 54, but HKZ, the last, I'm going to say, about 4 minutes, putting on some skills here and deciding to get back in the game. But they are down by 7. As we switch now to UT Turnpike, we're going to go there in just a second as we pull up a new map here. I do have all these maps available on the internet. If you'd like to see them, urbanterror.net/turnpike.jpg. Yes, I know I said that fast, but you can keep up with me. We're going to drop back in the game now. Here's spectating mode we go. It's Oswald inside the game with 654 and HKZ. So that first round, 10-3. It was 8-0. 8-0 for Crit 54 before HKZ even decided to get back in the game. But they came back winning 3 of the last 5 rounds here to make the score 10-3. So they did a pretty good job. Let's see if their luck will change on UT Turnpike. Unfortunately, I don't know who chose UT Turnpike. I'm going to say it was probably Crit 54, seeing as they recall they enjoy playing on this map. But we'll have to see if their luck changes that of HKZ Clan of Hinkins in just a couple of minutes. As we see Crit 54 ready to do battle, they are just waiting HKZ to ready up, and we'll be set to go here on UT Turnpike. 20 minutes on the match. A little bit of a mountain to overcome here for HKZ, but I have no doubt that they will put up a good show.
Blue team wins.
Just waiting for the start of the round here. HKZ in blue, they have Leiter, Tamsy and Thorax, and for Crit 54, who's now in the game. Durandy's going to be the sub, Zed and Tia, so there he is back here. And it looks like H is going to get a sub in the game, as I just saw them hold 1 minute, and Crit 54 obliging, saying, no problem. Sportsmen of Urban Terror, yes, Crit 54, I got to give them credit, very good sportsmanship all around. A lot of the clans from that part of the country are the Finns, the Swedes, the Danes, the Norwegians. You know, it must just be something in our Scandinavian blood. I don't know. of course, taking nothing away from any other part of Europe, except maybe the French. I'm just kidding. I don't want to say that about the French. Do you have your Ban France bumper sticker yet? No, sorry, that's bad. I won't even go there. I apologize. This is all in good fun. I am your good humor man here on Inside the Game. No, I am not passing out ice cream. Passing out frags today as we continue our coverage here on Inside the Game. We are pounding through matches at least one a day through the group stages. Whenever I have my weekends, I will try to get multiple matches in. We did a triple header last Sunday, and wow, two of the three matches were incredible. Probably one of the best matches I've ever casted, as we saw Clan come from way behind to take a victory away from it was Nemesis Corp to come from behind to take a victory away from the Pimps. So getting ready to go here as the sub is in the game. He's put his tag on. He is in the game. Not sure who they're going to sub out.
Red team wins.
We'll find out here. So anyways, as I was saying, Inside the Game has all your coverage. So you need to know no other website than RadioITG.com. Click on schedule and you can see everything that is scheduled this upcoming week here in terms of Urban Sheriff coverage. Also, if you go to eSportNews.com, I post multiple news stories each and every day, depending on the matches I covered. And basically, my take here on all the action I'm seeing in Clan Base is I see it a bit differently than the players. We're ready to go here. 3, 2, 1, good luck and have fun. We're in the match, and we spawn with HKZ as we follow Tamsy around in circles. He now decides to follow the rest of his teammates through the metro station. We come very quickly there, man, with resistance. Red Scorpion, and Tia under heavy attack. Red Scorpion going down. Tamsy with the kill. Tia's also catching a bullet in the brain. Tamsy with two kills there. Great work by HKZ to start this round. And Zed torn asunder as Yager now finally able to get Shredder out of the game here. And just like that, HKZ coming back in a flurry of action. They take the round 1-0. We spawn with HKZ once again, trying to catch up with them into the metro station, out of the metro station, back into the company park we go. And Yager able to catch Tamsy off guard, coming through the south parking lot very quick. Having no mercy is HKZ, as we see Leiter and Gotti now meeting up with the wrong end of a 103 from Red Scorpion. And just like that, teams are now tied. Crypt 54 winning that round handily. HKZ spawning north parking lot once again. They go inside the office quickly through and outside the main entrance we go. Shredder torn asunder once again. Tias, I believe, Yagern on the kill. More action ensuing inside the office. The three gamers of HKZ all go down, body thrown across the floor. We go back down just to catch the final kill here. Leiter being caught off guard. Leiter. Why are you even listening to the shoutcast? But yes, I know. Leiter. Sorry. I'm being corrected. That's right, I'm being corrected. Hey, believe me, I could be calling you worse. I've done that before. Not you, but start action back up once again. Tias and Tamsy toe-to-toe. Tamsy back-to-back kills on Crypt 54 here. He now calls for a medic over in the park area. He's only got about half a bar of health left. As we go inside the metro station where we find Thorax healing his clanmate Tamsy, as they go in search of Zed and Red Scorpion. Red Scorpion and Zed now coming down the alleyway on to William Street. Zed now leading the charge into the McCain supply yard. Nobody home for HKZ. As we see the front entrance open up, gunfire ensuing. Red Scorpion and Zed under attack. Red Scorpion going down. Tamsy showing no mercy, but it's going to be Thorax. Last man to go down here for HKZ. Zed gets the kill. Score now 3-1 in favor of Crypt 54. So HKZ came out strong here, but after winning the first round, they've not been able to get much going here. Some good action, but all that action belonging to Crypt 54 as it ran off 3 in a row now. We go back inside. We are in the restroom with Gotti and Thorax getting up. Tamsy standing guard there, gunning down a Red Scorpion. Another man come through. That is Zed. As you see, Grenade Eagle Nika now coming through, trying to clean up all the HKZ gamers. Not able to do so as we Thorax killing his teammate Gotti. And then Thorax catches a bullet from Zed, who is coming through the alleyway entrance. Said now MP5K out 50 health. He's leading the charge through the office, past the main entrance, getting ready to go around the corner as they heal up with Zed, who is their medic here. Action ensuing from the alley entrance once again. Tams is coming through, spammed without mercy by Crip 54, and it's going to be Zed who gets the kill once again. 4-1 our score. Crip 54 out and running. Big dog once again. You hear that? That sound from the M4. Yes, somebody using a retro M4 park. Company park action again. Aerial view. Bodies flying everywhere. Grenades going off. Oh my god, look at all the action. And I come around the south parking lot. And Lita cannot stand the attacks of a Zed. He spammed to death. It was a 2-on-1 down there. Never had it. 5-1 is our score. Around the south parking lot comes Crit 54 tossing. Oh, excellent toss. The door had opened up to the metro station. Grenade goes bouncing in there and takes out Thorax. What an amazing throw by Tios. That's got to be the play of the game here. That grenade caught him totally off guard. Inside the office, we've got a lot of action taking place. Lida once again taking on to Tios and able to kill Tios. Goes inside the restroom waiting for Gaidi to heal up. So they heal up. 80% health for Gaidi, 100 for Lita. We follow him outside. Down Williams Street, past the SUV, turning right into the alley under the train tracks. He goes, Zed putting an attack on him. And I'm not sure if Lita ever saw him or not, but Zed getting one attack before Gaidi cleans up that mess called Zed. And our score now 5-2 in favor of Crip 54. In fact, we spawn with Crip 54, the Swedish clan. They come quickly through the park area. Red Scorpion not letting anybody get to him. Quickly out and running. He's already in the McCain supply yard, kicking ass and taking names. Granted, he hasn't shot anybody this round. But very quickly, he's out front as we see Yager catch a bullet from Thorax. Or was it Tamsy? That was Thorax. As Red Scorpion is taken down. So some good action there. Again, some more team killing action going on. Lighter, I know you're blue and I know your team's blue, but you kill the guys in red. A team kill here for HKZ, and that's going to hurt him a bit as it takes him down to a one-on-one here. Tamsy and a Zed going to go at it here. Inside the metro station, we see Zed as Tamsy's dropping a grenade in there. Dropping two grenades, going the opposite direction here. Zed, though, nowhere to be found. Where has Zed gone? Zed has left the building. No, he is not like Elvis. But we'll see what happens here very quickly as Tamsy. Yes, I know they both begin with T and sound nothing alike. Tamsy now side entrance looking to go up the stairs. He's at the mid-landing. Nobody home upstairs anyways. As he looks out the window down William Street, nobody home. And just at the opposite end, near the reception entrance, is Zed under heavy attack. And Zed playing catch with a couple of rounds of bullets. As, like hankies. Oh, clan of hankies. You know, like the white things you blow your nose with? Thank you. So I was pronouncing their clan incorrectly, too, so I apologize for that. Clan of hankies. Like the things you blow your nose with. See, you shouldn't have told me that. You should have just left it go, because that would be funny. Action continues. We start a new round here. Gaidi under a heavy attack, and Gaidi is treated by Crit 54 once again. Pistol whip. Lighter finally puts a pistol whip in there on Nico. Shredder on the stairs, looking to come down. Tosses a grenade. Oh, it catches Red Scorpion. The door opened. The grenade went through. The door closed, and Red Scorpion had nowhere to run. Great HE kill there for clan of Hankies. Hankies, sorry. I'm not making fun of your clan name, really. I just didn't know how to pronounce it. But thank you for correcting me. I will get it correct from here on out. Shredder tearing down Yagern. Score 5-4 is coming back in with the mention. The train tracks, you go. A lot of action taking place and coming out on top. Right now, it is HKZ doing a fine job. But we see a Tios bleeding to death. Lita and coming to Tios, or Zed. It's Zed with the kill. Zed, 40% health, healing up once again. Lighter tosses the grenade. Hit catches Zed just around the corner. Oh, and another grenade. Look at that. No, check that. Lighter pulled the pin on his grenade, but guess what? didn't toss it. You gotta toss a grenade if you want the point. 6-4 now in favor of Crit 54. Back to the alleyway we go. Grenades left and right here. You hear them exploding in the background. That is Lighter, Shredder, and dropping down from somewhere unknown. Another Mimta, I believe, was Gotti. They come through, they clean up Crit 54, who is retreating very quickly into the north parking lot. And as we take inventory here of gamers alive, well, unfortunately, it is all red. Crit 54 trying to make you score under heavy attack, whipping out the pistol when you have nothing else to turn to. I was waiting for the knife right there, but he did not have time to whip that out. As Zed able to gun him down with an AK-103. So just like that, Crip 54 getting two rounds back as they had let Clan of Hankies back into the game. And healing up, you see Tamsy and Gotti. Nico has had a free shot to both of them. He took it just inside the loading dock here on the back side of the map. Gets a kill. Win. And Crip 54 saying, no, you are not going to get back into this game. Red Scorpion with the final kill there on Lyta. Score now doubled up here, 8-4 in favor of Crip 54. Inside that north parking lot entrance comes Clan of Hankies. Shredder opening in the alley entrance. The door did close and reopen. Zed hiding behind one of the concrete pillars. Gets the drop on one gamer, but he is gunned down quickly by Shredder. As Thorax gets back-to-back kills on Tias and Neko. Nico. Neko. Jeez. I've only been casting this now for... Yagern and Red Scorpion coming through. It's going to be a headshot to take down Red Scorpion. Coming through the Metro parking lot. It is Shredder, MP5K out and gone. Who is going to outlast this attack? It is going to be Shredder who gets the kill for his clan. Clan of Hankies coming back here 8-5. As we go inside with Yagern very quickly out to the company park, we run. Red Scorpion gets back-to-back kills here on a Tansy and a Gotti very quickly inside the office building. Action taking place, coming through that alleyway door with Thorax being closely followed by Red Scorpion, who gets a kill here. So just like that, 3-on-2 advantage goes to Crit 54. As I'm being told, Zed is on fire. A mighty fine game here in the second round. 70 kills for him, 7 deaths. Great kill to death ratio. Tamsy leading all of them, 11 kills. Fortunately, none of them with a positive kill to death contribution. So we're going to have to watch that as we go inside the game with Zed, the madman with the AK-103. Who is he going to find in front of his weapon now? We'll have to find out here in just a moment. Down to William Street, he runs in it to the alleyway. It's a one-on-one here. Zed and Shredder. Shredder inside the office, walking back towards the back hallway and onto the loading docks. We go with Shredder. Shredder and Zed now playing a tag here with a couple of automatic weapons. Not what you want to try at home, kids. Almost looks like they're dueling here, but it's going to be Zed who outlasts Shredder as he stands there bleeding, but gets the victory. 9-5 now as we approach the 8-minute mark. Grenade dropped in the alleyway. Look out, Tias and Nico just avoid that. As Red Scorpion backing him up, doing some fancy walk jump. There is Nico. He avoids the grenade with that jump, but quickly under attack. Tias first ran through. He is gunned down. A flurry of gunfire from Clan of Hankies as Thorax now making a move with Gotti and a Tamsy. Tamsy holding down the backside as we saw a couple of Crit 54 members coming through the backside near the station. That is Yagern and Zed. Yagern headshot, catches the bullet. Thorax gunning him down. A Clan of Hankies very strong that round. They get the point 9-6. They are not out of it yet, folks, but they still have a big hill to climb from their loss there in the first round, which was 10-3. So they're actually 7 points down plus the 3 in this round. So they're still 10 points back. We have about 7.5 minutes, but we've gotten rounds off in a bunches here. Maybe HKZ can do the same thing. Lighter, nice toss there. He caught one of the Crit 54 members and added a kill. Turning and coming down to William Street once again. It is Yagern. He takes a shot in the helmet. Very broke off the helmet. As he gets a great DE kill on HKZ. Yagern now looking for some help. Not going to get it. He's the last man. He's got the DE out. Not sure why he should reload and get another weapon. He's only got about 20% health. And he's going one-on-one with Lyta. Who's going to win this? We'll have to find out. Leiter now. Oh, Leiter over into the McCain supplier. He might get the drop here on Yogurt of Crit 54. He goes inside the main entrance. Walking quietly down the back hallway. Couple of quick jumps, some heavy breathing. Gets him to the north parking lot. As it looks like Leiter going to wait just next to the door area. Now passes the loading docks and turns down the alley where we see Yagern, but Yagern not quick enough on the trigger. It's going to be HKZ Leiter with the kill. 9-7 our score. We follow Yagern inside the metro station into the park area. No action over in that area as we pick it up with Zed near the main entrance. And over in the alleyway, it has got to be HKZ. Yes, there is all of HKZ under attack. Nico with the G36 out. Scoped in, takes out Leiter. Wrong end of that weapon. As Thorax torn asunder once again, Zed with the kill. His AK-103 doing all the time. Very good round. Nico now. Another G36 kill on Tansy, who tried to come down assaulting him. Not able to do so. Crit 54 going to get the victory here. 10-7 as we approach 5 minutes to go here in the round. And so far, Crit 54 in control. Not as big of a lead as they had there in the first map, but nonetheless, they do have a big advantage. And you see Tios kept the bullet once again. Grenades all over the sky here on the backside of the map in the north parking lot as we stick with Shredder and Gotti as they come through the north parking lot. Now joined by X as they turn and take aim down the alleyway. Zed trying to come up that alley, not able to do so. He is taken down by Tamsy, and don't mind the dog on here in just a minute. Action continues. Nico trying to climb up on the wall in the metro station parking lot. Not able to do so. Shredder coming through. It's a jam. Joins the attack from the metro station. Gunning down two before Shredder takes him out. Zed almost got the drop on Clan of Hanky. It just at the last moment there was picked off, but Yagern coming through here for Crit 54. Finishes out the round, gets the kill on Shredder. Crit 54 getting one more point. 11-7 here is our score as we see Crit 54 on the north parking lot. Grenades being fired. Somebody's got the HK-69 out, and I think that is Red Scorpion. Yes, it is. Again, a pointless weapon, especially this late in the round. As the grenade actually, wow, that actually caught two gamers. It didn't kill him. Shredder down to nothing, but couldn't breathe on me before he died. Thorax under heavy attack as well, and Nico breathed on Shredder, taking him down, but it's going to be Thorax who cleans up Nico and then calls for some medical assistance over near the north parking lot. Is he going to get it? He might. Thorax and a Tamsy. Well, now Thorax is the last man standing. Yagern with another good kill there on Tamsy. So Thorax coming through the metro station parking lot into the metro station itself. Looking like he's going to hold up there for just a moment. And Yagern Zed coming through in a mass flurry of gunfire, running for his life into Thorax. But Zed says, no, you're not going anywhere. He cannot get out of the metro station. Another round win here for Crit 54, scoring out 12-7. So 3 minutes to go here, and this match is all but over. It looks like Crit 54 going to go on to a convincing win here over Clan of Hankies, who actually won their first match as well. But today, Crit 54 been the stronger. Clan of Hankies having a better showing here on Turnpike than they did on Dots, as we see a threesome taking down a Tios underneath the train tracks. As we see Shredder and Gotti, I believe. Yes, it is. They go inside near the main entrance of the office. No action happening there. As we wait for him to come back out, and as they do, we see Nico catching Thorax, and it's going to be Shredder who gets the final kill here. Remember, Crit 54 did defeat TC by a big score of 27-3, as HKZ also victorious in their first round against Go to Hell of Germany. So a Clan of Hankies not able to step up today and go toe-to-toe with Crit 54 so far. Second round, as I said, has been a little bit better, but so far all the action belongs to Crit 54. Now over the metro station, it is three of Crit 54 members. Zed, Yager and Nico. Now Diaz joins the battle. Gotti and Nico going at it just near the Jeep. Nico, great jump off the Jeep. Gets a kill before he is stabbed to death with MP5 fire. But Crit 54 just too strong here. 13-8 our score. We follow Shredder now out down the alleyway. He's got the SR8 out. You hear it go off in the background. That shot missing. Here with the aim at Diaz. Yager both coming through with Red Scorpion backing up. Shredder now retreating, deciding to come back out and look down at that alleyway with his SR8. Once again, he's got to run away from a grenade that went up just next to him. A second grenade tossed in by Red Scorpion, but he assaults Red Scorpion, taking him down with an MP5K. Great work there by Shredder, too. I know he's a switch weapon. And from behind, Shredder gets the drop on Yager. No contest there. Yager not even looking behind him. Shredder, two kills in a row here. Now he's going after Nico. Will he find Nico unarmed? I doubt it. Nico, MP5K, he is out at the main entrance, going in there, and Shredder whipping out the SR8 once again. Now he switches, but it's going to be a grenade that catches him off guard. Nico, a nice throw there. That gets point for Crit 54. We're 33 seconds and counting in this match. And as I said, it's going to be Crit 50 who goes on a victory here. And we'll run down final scores in just a moment. It will also hand out the Act of War Warrior. ActofWar.de if you need any Urban Terror files. ActofWar.de for all your love. Also, while you're there, say hi to Wolf. Seconds and counting. Action continuing in the back parking lot. It is going to be HKZ with that victory. And that is going to do it. Time runs out. Congratulations to Crit 54. They have won here. They are victorious. We're going to step away, check out the final score, come back, and hand out our awards. It's Oswald. You're inside the game.
Gamers are all about low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. Want to know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem. So it's about time you got with the program, don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. Now what you waiting for?
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here, the post-game wrap-up. Final score of the match today, 24-12. And while I'd like to say it was close, it was only close for, about the first 30 seconds of each round. As a Clan of Hankies came out strong, getting the first victory, but on each map, in fact. But unfortunately, Crit 54 holding steady, strong Warriors as they come and take a victory away here from Clan Hankies, 24-12. Our Act of War Warriors of the game for Clan of Hankies. It's going to be Shredder. He had two very good rounds. Not much going on in the first round, seeing as they only had three points. He did have 7 kills in that first round, but second round he stepped it up here. 21 kills, 19 deaths. So props to Shredder from Clan of Hankies. He has been awarded the Act of War Warrior of the game. And for Crit 54, well, based on second round action, I'm going to have to give it to Zed. Zed was a man in fuego. That's right, he was on fire. 29 kills in that second round, 13 deaths. First round, a bit light on the action there. 9 kills, 12 deaths, but nonetheless, Zed had an outstanding game. So Zed and Shredder are Act of War Warriors of the game. Once again, congratulations going out to Crit 54, and that is going to do it for us today here on Inside the Game. As we continue to bring you more Clan Base Spring 2005 Urban Terror Open Cup action. Try saying that 10 times and see what happens. We will be back tomorrow with more coverage. If you need more information, www.radioitg.com for all your Urban Terror action. It's Oswald. We'll see you next time.